This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and as always, the craziest, no goodness, rottenest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And you know what? I just love it. I was sick a couple weeks ago in the hospital, had a little operation. I got some cut out of my head, but now I'm 1,000% better, and I think I'm going to be around another 15, 20 years, so I'm going to have to be able to fight with you guys, and you're going to have to be able to fight back. And if you can't fight back, again, don't listen. But we all have the opportunity to stand tall. We all have the opportunity to give our opinion. So let's start giving our opinion. I don't want to be like the rest of the radio people. I don't want to hear your opinion. It's no good. It's wrong. My opinion's right. I believe my opinion's right. But I've been wrong before. And if somebody can prove that I'm wrong, I will say, hey, I made a mistake. I was wrong. Radio and TV people won't say that. Newspaper people won't say that because they're always right, which makes them all pieces of crap. I was over in St. Louis earlier this morning, and St. Louis is one of the, if not the, one of the most dangerous cities in the United States of America. And that's not anything to be proud of, but it's factual. You know, I could sit there and say no. I could sit there like they do in Baltimore, the niggers, not the proud blacks, the niggers in Baltimore. Oh, how safe Baltimore is. Baltimore's not safe. Baltimore, Maryland's one of the other most dangerous cities in the country, and it's primarily run by black. Nobody wants to hear that, and I've said it 1,000 times before. Every town that went from white to black has turned bad. You can't give me one town in the United States that went from white to black that's prosperous, that's nice, that's safe, because they're not out there. They're not out there, but they all want to play games. They all want to play games. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And Monday, we will all be off on Monday. Monday is Martin Luther King's Day. We'll all be, Martin Luther King's Day. We'll all be off on Monday celebrating Martin Luther King's Day. And I know more so the blacks and the whites, they'll be having all kind of ceremonies. And that makes it good. They can talk about Martin Luther King. They can say every good thing they want. But see, Martin Luther King's like me. Martin Luther King's like you, black, white, man, woman, Democrat, or Republican. He wasn't far from being the most perfect man. The man made mistakes. The man made mistakes every day in his life, just like we all make mistakes every day in our life, but we have to fight through them. We have to fight through our mistakes and say, hey, we made a mistake. We're going to change and we're going to move on. You can't blame somebody else. You can't blame somebody else when you make a mistake. Now, everybody tries that. They all try to blame somebody else. It's somebody else's fault. No, it's not somebody else's fault. It wasn't somebody else's fault that Martin Luther King liked to hang around the ladies. Wasn't Martin Luther King's fault that he had girlfriends all over the damn place. The hell it wasn't. It was entirely his fault. Doesn't make him a good guy. Doesn't make him a bad guy. Just makes him a guy who has problems. And we all have problems. Maybe they're alcoholic problems. Maybe they're drug problems. Maybe they're sexual problems. Maybe they're thievery problems. But we all have problems. But nobody wants to address their own problem. They want to address somebody else's problem. And I say to myself, what the hell's wrong with that crap? This is America, people. We all have problems. And see, you people that listen to me all throughout the country, you understand what I'm talking about. And now I've got new listeners that come all over, and they understand what I'm talking about. You don't have to sit back and say, hey, I'm afraid to address a problem if I have it. No, you don't have to be afraid. Address the damn problem. You know, you can be a proud white person such as me. You can be a proud black person. You can be a nigger, or you can be a cracker or a hunky. But we all have problems. We all have problems that nobody wants to discuss. Again, they want to discuss everybody else's problem, but you know, let's discuss our problems, and our problems will probably fly right in and fall right in to other people's problems. And then maybe I say we can work it out. I want to talk about the Madison County case with the attorney who was stabbed last week, Randy Gorey. He was a good man. He was a good father. I think they were going through a divorce. I don't know for sure, and nobody knows all the total facts. But I'd have to say, as an ex-chief of police in Washington Park three times and an ex-homicide detective in East St. Louis, I'm saying that there's more to it. I'm saying that there's more to it than meets the eye. Now, I could be wrong. I could be bringing up stuff that maybe shouldn't be brought up. But I want to bring up the way I feel. I want to bring up the facts that I have. And it amazes me is how this man from Wentzville can get all the way over to the other side of Edwardsville, Illinois, and kill a multimillionaire. And for what reason, I don't know if anybody has understood what reason it is. How he got to that person's house, how he killed Randy Gorey, how Randy Gorey's two sons apparently survived. But the federal government is saying now, after the state's attorney says, hey, we're gonna let the federal government get involved. Now, it's amazing that how they're letting this work, because now they're saying that they don't think that the federal government has a right in this case. And these are the federal authorities talking, and it may not be a good thing to hear, but apparently it's a proper thing to hear, and that's what we're going to have to listen to. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side. apparently we lost James. See, that's the problem, too. People want to call. And then when they don't hear what they want to hear, then they get pissed and they want to hang up. They don't even want to argue. And I say, if you've got something to argue with me or anybody else, argue about it. We've got every right as Americans to argue about it. That's the problem. That is the problem. People sit back and say, no, I don't want to get in an argument. Well, it's not an argument. It's a discussion. If you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with the President of the United States, whoever you don't agree with, you've got every right to speak your piece. You know, I think President Trump has done a decent job. It's not perfect by any means. And I don't give a damn he's a Democrat or Republican. I think he's done a decent job. But I don't agree with everything he says. And he's no different than me. He's no different than you. He's no different to anyone out there listening. Now, he's worked hard. He's had a lot of lawsuits against him. He's made a lot of money. That may make him better off than some people, but that doesn't make him better than anybody. And for people to say, well, that crazy romantic, the son of a bitch is nuts, but he speaks the truth. And I do speak the truth. And that's why everybody's bitching about Nancy Pelosi, and they can bitch all they want, but she's got every right, and I'm against her. but she's got every right to say what she wants, when she wants. And we, on the other hand, have every right to disagree with her. We have every right to argue with her. We have every right to give her our opinion, but we can't sit there and say that she's wrong. We can sit there every day and say President Trump, President Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, you're not right. I don't agree with what you say, but you have every right. You have every right to say it. And we all, I don't care if you're unemployed in St. Louis or you're making $1 million in St. Louis, you've got every right to your opinion. You've got every right to your opinion. People want to scare you away. Can't scare you away from your opinion. Again, we talk about national issues every day on national television, national radio, and you guys know that. You hear my show, we'll talk about local issues, we'll talk about state issues, we'll talk about some federal issues, but we're going to be all around the horn because everybody has a different opinion. Everybody has a different opinion, and you should give it. Some people just, for whatever reason, do not want to give it. I see also where Soja, Illinois, everybody knows old Soja, Illinois, right there off 255. What a piece of crap Rich Soja Sr. is. He's good friends with John Barisivi, good friends with Mark Kern, Mark Eckert. He's good friends with all the asswipe bastard politicians, both Democrats and Republicans in St. Clair County. But they have a second cannabis dispensary license has been approved in the Metro East. It's the Green Solutions, located, of course, at 2021 Goose Lake Road in Soja. They're going to have the approval for same-site adult-use cannabis licensing. Now, they haven't said when they're going to open yet. They're going to try to get some more marijuana, I would assume, in there. But they have an 8,000-square-foot building, and I guarantee you they'll start selling marijuana, recreational marijuana, as they do in Collinsville. And there'll be other places that they let open. But at the end of the day, it's going to be, everything's going to be legal in the next 20, 30 years, not just in the state of Illinois, not just in the state of Missouri, but all over this country. And you're going to see 20, 30 years down the road, the United States of America is going to be somewhat, not totally, I don't believe, but somewhat of a socialistic country. Because these new millennials and their families coming up after them will say, well, we don't care as long as we get what little we want. We don't care that the government tells us what to do, how to do it. And it's come to that in the last 5, 6, 7 years, and people don't want to address it. They want to say, oh, no, it's not going to get any worse. It's not going to get any worse. And guess what? Guess what? It continues to get worse because we're letting it get worse. We're letting everything happen. We're sitting back and not saying anything. We're sitting back and letting these rotten bastards get away, letting these rotten bastards who used to be strict law enforcement and for law enforcement, now they're apparently on the other side of the law enforcement fence. These are some of the same law enforcement people that are now, oh no, we think legal marijuana should be okay, should have recreational marijuana, should have medical marijuana. And I still think down the road, and it's not going to be long, they're going to say heroin's okay. They're going to say everything. They're going to say cocaine's okay as long as you do it in the privacy of your home. And you can see it coming. This is just the first push, but it's coming. I've talked with law enforcement. They're all pissed off. They know it's coming, and they can't do anything about it. So at the end of the day, people will start accepting that, and they'll start accepting other things, and we're just going to lose out. Also see, as you guys know, for the last year and a half, about the impeachment of President Donald Trump. They've got the articles of impeachment. They have filed those articles. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, he will be sworn in to uphold the hearings and try to be decent. But I don't think Roberts is going to be decent. I think he's against Trump, as a lot of them are. And I think it's a shame. But the but Robert says, will all senators now stand and remain standing and raise their right hands and swear to do what's right by the Constitution? Now, they're going to swear what's right by the Constitution. The Democrats are going to be totally, totally against Trump. And the Republicans are going to be totally, totally for Trump. You can see this crap happening all over. They're all saying, both sides, oh, no, we're going to be nonpartisan. We're going to be honest with people. We're going to be, they're not going to be crap. They're a bunch of lousy, lying son of a bitches on both sides of the aisle. But at the end of the day, Trump will not be convicted of any charges. He's been charged, and, you know, people can get charged, but it's not being charged, it's being convicted of the charges of impeachment, and that'll never come, and they know that, but they're going to fight through it. They'll fight through it till Election Day. Then I don't know what's going to happen after the election. I would hope for the good of everybody that people come out strong and vote for Trump to give him another. He's got another year left about, and to give him another 4 years, that's 5 years. At least we'll have something accomplished. But I believe after that, there'll probably be a Democratic president, and you're going to see things slide, 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 and there's not going to be anything that we can do about it. Now, me and a lot of other people probably won't be around at that point, but it's going to be the younger generations that are going to suffer, and everybody knows that. Nobody wants to talk about it, but everybody knows it. I also see where Starbucks, we all know Starbucks. I've had dealings with Starbucks, with the St. Louis Bread Company on both sides of the river. They plan on opening and remodeling 85 new stores in the next few years in rural and urban communities in an effort to put more coffee shops and create more jobs. They're going to hire local staff. They want to hire people that maybe aren't working that they can train. But what they don't say in the article, and what's not happening in the article, it's going to be the same price for coffee, $4 or $5. They're not going to lay back. They're not going to sit back and say, oh, no, it's a bad area, so coffee's always only going to be $2 or $2.50. That's not going to happen. It hadn't happened before, and it's not going to happen again. But they want to put that crap out in the newspaper, Starbucks to open stores to serve poor areas. What the hell do they care about serving poor areas when the prices are still going to be $4, $5, $6 for a drink, $8, $10 for a sandwich? They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. They pass right through that, and nobody other than me will bring it up. They'll just let it go. I don't want to let it go. I want to say, hey, if you're going to go to the poor areas, if you feel that strong, charge less in the poor areas, but they're not going to do that. You think they would do that? Hell no, they're not going to, because it would cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars. It would cost them millions of dollars. And do you honestly think that they're going to suffer at the hands of a poor person? They give a damn less. They give a damn less about poor people. That's all these big corporations. They can talk all the crap they want. They can say anything and everything they want. But at the end of the day, they do not give a damn about poor people. They do not give a damn about anything but them making money. And it's a shame people sit back and say, well, maybe it shouldn't be that way. No, it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. But that's the way it is, and that's the way we have to deal around it. I also noticed, and you go through all these magazines, you go through all these newspapers, great big, just about a full page ad, probably costing $4,000 or $5,000. Edwards Carpet, now through Monday, big, big letters, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, flooring sales, pay no tax, 12 months free interest, a great big ad. And they talk about Martin Luther King Jr. Day, celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. birthday. It's not about Martin Luther King on Monday. It's about surviving on Monday. Now, it just happens to be Martin Luther King Day, so they're going to make it all about Martin Luther King, and that's not what you're supposed to do. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to address the subject. You're supposed to address the situation, but nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to address the situation in hand But everybody wants to play the national issues. Again, every radio, every TV station other than 1190, other than me and Kevin Slayton, we talk about local issues, we talk about national issues, we talk about state issues, we talk about issues that concern people that want to be concerned. People are tired of hearing about these national issues day in and day out, week in and week out. Everybody, I say everybody's tired of hearing it, but they keep it up and keep it up. We talked about through the week and last week about St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. She's going through all kind of hell. But you know what she's saying? And we discussed it yesterday a little bit. She's invoking the Ku Klux Klan in the lawsuit. She's invoking Jeff Ruta. She's invoking the St. Louis White Police Association. And she's saying that's a federal civil rights suit for allegedly racist, anti-progressive co-conspirators against her. And she's fighting that. And not only is she fighting that, again, she's brought blacks, I'll say niggers, because I don't believe they're proud blacks, or they wouldn't be involved in this. They would be on the sideline. But I'd have to say, I think these are niggers. They're fighting with Kim Gardner. They're coming from Baltimore. They're coming from Detroit. They're coming from places where it's crime-ridden because not of the proud blacks. They're not out there in that situation. It's because of the niggers. But they're all going to come together in St. Louis, and they're all going to fight the fight, and it's just amazing. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I don't even know where to start at, but that, you know, you mentioned about Starbucks, but, you know, really McDonald's is no different, you know. So, but anyway.
I disagree with you. McDonald's, you can get cheeseburgers. You can get a three cheeseburger burger for $2. So I have to agree. I think McDonald's tries to help out a little bit. The less fortunate, more so than Starbucks, but go ahead with your question.
Well, at least Starbucks, you know, if they're going to, they offer tuition reimbursement. I know McDonald's doesn't offer tuition reimbursement for colleges. I do know that with their employees, you know, so that's the, I guess you could say that's the offset, but, you know, I forgot my point, Bob. Sorry about that. So, anyway.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's okay, Lou. Thank you very much for the call anyway. And as always, I appreciate you and all the listeners throughout the country who listen day in and day out. But now I have to disagree with you, Lou, and other people. I don't know how good McDonald's is for their customers or their employees, but they have dollar menus. They have dollar and a quarter menus. Starbucks has no dollar and a quarter menu. I think it's $4 or $5 for a drink. And I don't care if you have money or not. That's an expensive drink. Where McDonald's, you can get a triple cheeseburger for $2. Now, I think that in its face is a heck of a deal. And they have $1 menus. And again, I'm sure McDonald's is like Starbucks, is like all the other St. Louis bread companies, like every place else. They're out for themselves. But at some point, if they can help their customers along the way, I think they do. And again, I think Starbucks is just the opposite. I don't think Starbucks gives a damn. Now, they're going to bring, again, businesses into the downtrodden bad areas, primarily black. But they're not going to have $2 three cheeseburgers. They're not going to have $2 malts. They're not going to have $2 this and that. It's going to be $4 or $5 for a coffee drink. It's going to be $6, $8 for some food items. So people have to think about that, and they can say, hey, Romantic, you don't like Starbucks. You know, I don't like any of them. But you have to be honest. At least McDonald's works with the poor people in the bad areas. But here's Starbucks, always in the good area. But now they're coming to the bad area. They're going to charge the same price. They might as well not come to the bad area. We've got some more callers. Callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romantic. the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest, as you can tell. And if you don't like it, hang up. Don't ever listen again. America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. As always, this is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. We go around, everything is always at the national level, except for my show and Slayton's show. We talk about local issues because that's what people in the local area want to hear. You can get this federal crap day in and day out, and after about 5 minutes, you understand what's going on, and you want to move on to local situations. Most people don't want to try it. We do it here, and we're going to continue to do it here or on another station or wherever we're at, because we're not going away. They can push and push and push and be afraid, but we're not going away. Go ahead, Nathan. You're on the dark side.
Hey, man, what's up? Do you think Martin Luther King would be proud of the proud niggas and the niggas and the regular niggas?
You know what, Nathan, let me tell you, I think Martin Luther King was a decent man. I don't think he was a perfect man. I know he liked women. I know he was black, and I know he fought for the black community. I think he was okay. I think at the end of the day, he was probably one of the more decent blacks that were fighting for equality, and I think that's all he wanted was equality. And I know at that point in time, a lot of the whites weren't for equality. They wanted to fight the blacks, and a lot of them did fight the blacks. But I think, all in all, Martin Luther King, even with all of his faults, same faults, some faults that I have, that you have, that everybody's listening, that everybody that's breathing in this world has, we all have faults. But I think Martin Luther King, at the end of the day, tried to do more good than he did bad. But after the assassination, you know, the whites went one direction, the blacks went another direction, and it just kind of stopped his cause, don't you think?
What did you say?
Never mind. We'll let it go. Apparently, he can't hear me. But Martin Luther King, I think, had an impression that the blacks should be treated the same as whites, and I understand that. Now, maybe he wasn't as crazy as some of the niggers that come out against white people, and that's what pisses me off, and that's what should piss off all you decent, proud whites and proud blacks. you know, fair and equal treatment for everybody. I believe in that. If you do your job, you do what you're supposed to do, you take care of business, you don't do anything wrong, you should be treated properly. And again, I don't care, black, white, men, women, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. And they can say all they want about Bob Romanek being a racist all these years. Bob Romanek has never been a racist. I don't like niggers. I don't like crackers. I don't like hunkies. I like proud white people and proud black people. And there's all kind of black people throughout the St. Louis region that'll tell you that they like Bob Romanek, that they know Bob Romanek is just giving his opinion. They know Bob Romanek isn't against anybody because of the color of their skin, that Bob Romanek's against them for the crap they try to do, the illegal crap they try to do. That's the way it's been, that's the way it's always been, and that's the way we're gonna continue to have it. Go ahead, Charles, you're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. True story about Eckerd and Kearns. My wife was eating at Denny's about a year ago, and my wife said something sarcastically to him, like, "You're doing really a good job in Belleville." That fat son of a bitch went by my mom and passed gas in her face. So my mom cleaved in his face.
Okay, well, I don't know, Charlie, thanks. I don't know if I want to go that far with your story, whether it's correct or not, but... See, that's the problem, though. It's not just on this side of the river. It's the people in St. Louis fighting with the mayor of St. Louis, Lida. I would rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruisin'. They tell me, and don't know for a fact, but they tell me she's out every other night getting drunk, drinking, and her husband's drinking, and they're trying to solve problems. Well, that's not the way to solve problems. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the security that Lida Cruisin has when a lot of other people don't have it. That's the major problem. Everybody has their own agenda that they want their people to follow, and they don't give a damn about everybody else's agenda. And that's not the way to be. You can't dictate that way. You have to be for everybody. You have to say, I want my constitutional rights. I want protection under the law. But along with me, everybody else deserves the same protection under the law that me and my family do. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. They just let that go. They let that go day in and day out. But it's a problem that we all have to address. It's a problem we all have to address. And if we don't address it, it will be a major problem. They tell me now, too, that the chief of police, John Hayden, and the public safety director and the mayor are fighting one way, and these other city officials are fighting the other way. City panel backs reorganizational plan. The chief supports some of it, but opposes the proposal. He opposed a bill to reorganize the police department, including increasing the number of districts from 6 to 7, saying his staff needed more than a year to analyze crime data and policy methods. If we're going to get it done right, it's going to take time. We're going to have to crunch numbers. But see, that's not the way the blacks and some of the whites in St. Louis on the Aldermanic board are talking. They're fighting against it. So you're having the whites fighting the whites, the blacks fighting the whites, and it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better until somebody sits down and says, hey, you're going to have to give a little bit to get a little bit on both sides. They haven't come to that. And it's going to be where there's going to be more killings, more shootings. Hell, you see in St. Louis, there were 2 little girls shot this week, 2 or 3 others killed in North St. Louis or North St. Louis County, which to me and everybody else is one and the same. That continues to go. Does people talk about it? No, they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about getting more policemen. They want to talk about getting more money. They want to talk about having the blacks harassed coming out of Denny's. They want to take such minor issues and make them major. And they've gotten away with it. They've gotten away with it because the government lets them get away with it. And it says, as expected, the city board on Wednesday terminated a contract with a team of consulting firms that advised the city on privatization of the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. It said the Board of Estimate and Apportionment voted 3-0 for the move without any discussion. So that situation at this point is done. It's not going to be. There's not going to be any situation going where they're going to discuss maybe making the airport a private airport, because the aldermen, primarily black, they don't want it. And if they don't want it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Then they say the Ethical Society of Police in St. Louis says the group formed to address racial discrimination in police departments held a news conference and echoed some of the same claims of racism outlined Monday in the city prosecutor's lawsuit. So the blacks are coming out in defense of Kim Gardner, this nigger no-count sergeant, Heather Taylor, president of the group of the Ethical Society of Police, cited a growing number of lawsuits from black police officers and black residents accusing the police department and the city of racism. That's what it always ends up being. It's always about racism, and they push that issue, and they push that issue, and they push that issue until people finally say enough's enough. Now, it hasn't come to that point yet in St. Louis, but I think it's so close that it's going to. But see, we sit back and let it go. We sit back and say, hey, there's not much we can do about it, but we let it go. And then I've said before, I'd rather have five blacks on my side for a cause than I would 500 whites, because the blacks are going to fight the cause. They don't, most of the time, don't know what cause they're fighting, and they don't give a damn. And that's just not in the St. Louis area. That's all throughout this country. But again, you watch all the TV shows, listen to all the radio shows nationwide. Everybody's talking the same crap, been talking the same crap. They're either for Trump or against Trump. Trump's either a no-good son of a bitch or the best thing going. But we have to sit back and take that until the election's over. And I believe after the election's over, we'll even hear more. They'll come after Trump. Trump wins. They'll come after him again, and it'll be another 4 years of getting nothing done because they're against Trump. They can't say, hey, I don't like Trump, but he's done some good things, and I'm going to have to work with him because I want to do what's best for our country, for our community, for our neighborhoods, and give a damn less about politics. But they're not going to do that. Nobody forces their hand. So what's everybody do? Not just in St. Louis, but all throughout the country, they play that political card day in and day out. And you good people in the St. Louis region here, listen to me, listen to Slate, and the people all over the country that listen to both of us. It's amazing. It's amazing. This crap happens all over the country, in every big city in the country. Nobody wants to address local issues. They'll print local issues on page 10, 12, 14, but they keep the first 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. It's always about the national issue. It's always about Trump. It's always about how Trump every day has done something wrong and should be impeached. It's going to come down to this impeachment isn't going to mean a crap of crap, because Trump will never be convicted of any kind of impeachment situation. And I honestly think at the end of the day that will help him come November in the election. I think you can see it. I think the economy is getting a little bit better, but I have to say that, take it from me, the economy is going to lose 8 to 10 to 12 points before this next election. Now, it'll do like always and pick back up, but it's going to lay a little bit. Now, the economy's good, but as fast as it's good, just that fast, it can go bad. And I think that's what's going to happen. Hopefully it won't, but I believe it to happen, and I think all you good people out there understand what I'm saying. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. As always, welcome back to the last 3 or 4 minutes. We don't have a lot of time. We got a lot of callers. Sorry for not taking most of the calls. Let's try one more before we get out of here. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, John. I sure appreciate you. I just wanted to let you know.
This is Bob, Pat, not John. I don't know who the hell you think you're calling, but you're not calling John.
I was going to say, I was just talking to John Snyder from Dukes of Hazzard. I got you mixed up.
Oh.
But he was telling me that Detroit is on a recovery basis, too. But what they need in St. Louis more than anything, I think if they just had some National Guard trucks driving around once in a while, you know, just to show a little force out here, you know, the police aren't really covering the areas like they should be. If they had something more intense like the National Guard, that might help. I don't know. You know, it's like Ferguson, you know, when they put the National Guard out there, things kind of settle down after a while.
Well, let me tell you what.
I just wanted to let you know about that.
Okay, Pat, let me tell you, I disagree with you, because I think if they drive National Guard trucks around, as soon as the trucks leave, not only in the North St. Louis area, but all throughout St. Louis now, that there's still going to be robberies, still going to be rapes, still going to be a car invasion, still going to be killings, because that's just the way St. Louis has been trained. They set the National Guard down during the Ferguson thing a few years back. Now, that's not going to work. I think if nothing else, that would piss these bastards off, and I honestly think it'd get worse. Now, I could be wrong, but I've been in law enforcement long enough, trained in law enforcement long enough, taught law enforcement long enough that I don't think that would be a positive thing. I think that would be a negative thing. But again, you, Pat, and everybody else, we have our own opinions, and we have to stick with them until we find out better. So I appreciate what you say, don't agree with what you say, but appreciate you taking the time to listen. As always, here it is Friday. We're not going to be on the air Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day, so we're going to put the best of, and I believe Kevin Slayton will do the same, and I think a lot of the radio stations will. So we're going to be off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I hope everybody enjoys this weekend. I hope everybody enjoys Martin Luther King Day, and I hope everybody understands that we're all going to have to come together. I don't mind giving a little bit so we can all survive, but I'm not going to give a lot to get just a little bit back. And I think you good people out there, both black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, I think you all feel the same way. So let's have a good weekend. Let's have a good Martin Luther King Day on Monday. And let's all remember, it's not the color of our skin. It's what's on the inside that makes us who we are. So let's all the decent people, let's continue to unite, to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that today and every day we call nasty ass white politicians. And when it's all over, you hear me day in and day out, and I know you hear other people day in and day out. Before it's all over, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these no-count rotten bastards, destroy them before they destroy us. Never, 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 ever any violence. Let's destroy them as always, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch! The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.